This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto is urging President Pervez Musharraf to end his emergency rule and step down as chief of the army. In an op-ed that appears in today's New York Times, Bhutto urges the United States to pressure Musharraf to hold internationally monitored democratic elections within 60 days. Bhutto returned to Islamabad yesterday from Dubai, and she spoke to reporters at the Islamabad airport.
And I think that General Musharraf, if he wants to put the derailed democratic transition back on track, must come on television and tell us that he is retiring as chief of army staff.
Bhutto's political party yesterday vowed to hold a massive protest despite threats from officials to prevent it. 4 days ago, Musharraf dissolved the Supreme Court and suspended the country's constitution. Critics say it's an effort by Musharraf to preempt a decision by the court that could have prevented him from being reelected as president. Meanwhile, more than 2,500 people, mostly political activists, journalists, and lawyers, have been detained in the wake of all the political turmoil. Michael Mukasey is one big step closer to becoming the next U.S. Attorney General. Yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Mukasey's nomination to head up the Department of Justice. The committee gave the green light despite opposition from leading Democrats on the committee over Mukasey's refusal to label an interrogation technique known as waterboarding as torture. In a letter to senators last week, Mukasey called waterboarding repugnant, but he said he could not judge its legality until he could review all the classified information about interrogation techniques. His nomination now goes before the full Senate for approval. And who'd have thought that water would be what brings Republicans and Democrats together to override a veto by President Bush for the first time? And that's what appears to be happening on Capitol Hill. The House is challenging the president over a more than $23 billion water resources bill that addresses infrastructure needs and projects for individual congressional districts. President Bush has called the bill fiscally irresponsible. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that argument rings hollow when the White House is asking for an additional $200 billion for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The House voted to override the president's veto by a vote of 361 to 54. The Senate, which approved the bill 81 to 12 in September, could cast its override vote as early as today. And finally, if you're into all things space, or even if you're not, there's some cool astronomical news today. Scientists in the United States say they've discovered a new planet. Astronomers say the planet is orbiting around a star that is 41 light years away from Earth. And if the new planet has a rocky moon or moons around it, then theoretically they could support liquid water. It's the fifth planet discovered in orbit around the star called 55 Cancri, a planet system that astronomers say has many similarities to our own. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Oh, sure. 55 Cancri.
Cancri. You got to think of a better name than that if you're going to discover amazing things like planets. Yeah.
Good old 55 Cancri.
Go up to 55 Cancri, take a left.
No. I mean, that's the star it's orbiting around. Maybe the planet, it's probably not named yet. We could submit our, you know, our suggestions, perhaps.
Like it. Rachel Martin, you get on that. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks.